When you think of Czech cuisine, the first thing that comes to mind is often pork, sausages, and other meat dishes, such as the beef roast svíčková, which some would say is the country's national dish. Certainly the country is not known for its vegetarian and vegan fare. So how difficult is it to live on a meatless diet in the Czech Republic? And how is the country's attitude towards food in general changing? In this edition of Czech Life, we look at alternative forms of nutrition. Sarah Barufka has more.
Welcome to Porkopolis, Pork City, the land that vegetables forgot.
The land that vegetables forgot, as famed chef Anthony Bourdain puts it in the Prague episode of No Reservations, is certainly a label that most visitors to the Czech capital would agree with. Duck, pork, and beef roasts dominate the city's menus, and even though choices for vegetarians in Czech restaurants have become more plentiful, the country is still perceived as a carnivore's dream. So how do vegetarians and vegans live in a country where meat is such an important part of the cuisine? While there are no up-to-date numbers on how many vegetarians live in the Czech Republic, according to a STEM agency poll from 2003, some 1.5% of Czechs embrace a vegetarian lifestyle, compared to 8% in neighboring Germany. Vegans go a step further and, in addition to meat, also omit dairy, eggs, and other animal products from their diets, and substitute them, for example, with soy products.
You can smell it. It has like a cheesy flavor to it. So anytime you want something to taste cheesy, nutritional yeast is the way to go. Maybe it doesn't smell cheesy.
Martina Čermáková, a vegan who lives in Prague and is currently working on a vegan cookbook, shows me her pantry. I asked her to describe how she went from being a carnivore to becoming a vegan.
It certainly wasn't sudden. I come from a meat-eating family, and although we lived in Holland, I never actually heard of like a vegetarian diet, never mind vegan diet, until perhaps when I turned 17, 18, and then I was kind of experimenting with food, and I just had a hard time eating meat and dairy. It turns out that I have an allergy to cow's milk, so that kind of explains things. And so I was sort of vegetarian maybe starting 7, 8 years ago. And I guess it was when I met my former boyfriend, who has been a vegan for 20, maybe over 20 years. And I never really paid attention to it. I just started cooking his way because it made no difference. It made no sense to me to be cooking and preparing meals that, you know, he couldn't eat. And I never missed anything. And I didn't miss meat. I didn't miss dairy. I didn't miss eggs. So it was just very natural. And I didn't even think about it at the beginning. And I think gradually, as I became more aware, you know, living with a vegan and just cooking this way, of where my food comes from, how it makes me feel, what I'm eating, why I'm eating that way, it kind of became a more conscious decision. But that was only later on, maybe like 3 years back or so.
Martina's staples include soy milk, tofu, nutritional yeast, and other products that cater to the vegan crowd. Across the Czech Republic, such foods are becoming more easily available now than in the past, when they were practically impossible to find. But is it still more difficult to shop for vegan ingredients here than in other European countries?
The basis of what you need, you know, basic grains, legumes, vegetables, you can get them anywhere and they're cheap. I think in most supermarkets these days, I think that has changed maybe over the past 2 or 3 years. You can get basic vegan products like tofu, various soy products like soy milk, these pho meats, of course soy meat, which has always been around. I remember eating that as a kid. And I think also over the past few years, more and more of those health stores have opened up, and they have just a really good selection of vegan products, from, you know, fake meat sausages to, I think last year, since last year, there's also been vegan ice cream on the market, which I've missed. So I wouldn't say it's so difficult, but also I'm judging because I live in Prague. And I think if you go to smaller towns, you won't probably be able to get lots of these specialized vegan products. Maybe not even tofu.
Not just vegans enjoy the fact that health food stores have mushroomed across the country. Anyone who shops with an eye to health consciousness or who is concerned about the origins of their foods has welcomed the arrival of more choice on this segment of the grocery market. In 2010, the sales of fair trade products here in the Czech Republic increased substantially. Tomáš Bílý is the head of the Czech Fair Trade Association, and he expects this trend to continue.
Personally, me, I await nice development in the following years, because if we consider that fair trade in bigger numbers started in 2004-2005 here in the Czech Republic, that means first of all the food products, then the growth of the figures of turnovers and so on was very fast on the beginning, of course, because there was no market, and then the first imports are here, so the growth was very big. Then it slowed down a bit two or three, four years ago. And in the last year, that means 2010, there was a growth again of 60%. That means it was really a big growth of the fair trade market here in the Czech Republic. It was because there are many campaigns on fair trade, of course. But I think that the main thing is that supermarket chains started to sell fair trade products in their stores. That means the fair trade market is changing here in the Czech Republic, and it's changing towards the normal stores, supermarkets, and these possibilities where to buy fair trade products, not only the workshops.
Vegans and vegetarians are among those who pay attention to whether or not their coffee or chocolate or other products come from fair trade, says Mr. Bealey. They often are already used to reading the labels and shopping at stores that carry such products as well.
These consumer groups already, they have to look what they are buying, because they have some specialties in their diets and so on. That means these people are more likely to think what they are buying and to think what about about their products and where they are coming from and so on. That means, of course, they are more likely to buy also fair trade products because of their origin, for example.
While cooking vegan meals at home is becoming increasingly easier as more and more supermarket chains carry the necessary products, Prague's restaurant scene is not exactly dominated by vegetarian and health restaurants. I asked Martina if she finds it hard to dine out.
I guess as a vegan, you can pretty much go to any restaurant. You're probably going to have to eat a side dish, like potatoes or fries with a salad, perhaps, like a cabbage salad. If you want something fancier than that, I mean, in Prague, you have 2 vegan restaurants and 3 vegetarian ones that also cater to vegans. So there's plenty of choice. But on the other hand, you know, it is only 5 restaurants. So eventually, if you live here for a couple of years, you'll probably get a little bored with the meals and the selection.
And do you have friends that kind of have the same lifestyle, nutrition, and do you cook together or something like that, or is that not really something that determines your social life so much?
Cooking vegan probably does not determine my social life at all, because I don't actually have, I have 2 vegan friends, but we don't actually cook together. We do go out for vegan cake. I don't think it's that important for me to have people who necessarily share the same lifestyle. It's definitely great to be able to talk to people that have the same values. But I found overall the people that I hang out with, my friends, are very accommodating. You know, there will always be a vegan cake at the birthday party or a vegan burger at whatever other gathering.
While many cut out meat due to health reasons, being a vegetarian or vegan often also goes beyond a simple lifestyle choice. Many vegans cut out animal products from their diets because of ethical reasons, and Martina says that over time this has become an important reason for her as well.
Yes, I think that's a key issue for why I am vegan, I think. Like, as I mentioned before, First, it wasn't a conscious choice, and the more I became aware of where my food comes from, the more it became an ethical issue for me. So at this point, the only reason why I am vegan is not for health concerns, but because I just simply don't want to contribute to what I think is needless suffering of animals.
Markina has some firm beliefs when it comes to animal rights, but she also endorses a fun-filled approach to veganism and is not dogmatic about it. A book with vegan recipes that she has compiled, among the first few in the Czech language, is currently pending publication.
This might be the first vegan cookbook that doesn't necessarily look at food or that doesn't emphasize the health aspects of meals, but more just focuses on how delicious they are. And yes, it's hopefully, it kind of started off maybe 4 years ago when a former colleague of mine suggested that it might be interesting because there are not many cookbooks of the kind on the market. And I think I really, maybe 2 years ago, probably 2 years ago when I got a part-time job, I finally had the time to do something that I enjoyed, which is cooking and then writing about it and taking photos of the foods. And okay, the whole idea of the cookbook is that, and I think that's what sets it apart from the ones that are currently on the market, is that it's kind of, I try to make it fun to read, so sort of a lighthearted, informal tone. It's not preachy, doesn't really preach about, you know, animal cruelty or the health aspects of veganism, although of course that's a giant part of it. And also I want to just make it very accessible, so the ingredients are local, they're cheap, well, affordable. You know, there's not necessarily that stress on it has to be organic. And also I try to make the meals easy to prepare.
Do you have a title yet, or is it a work in progress?
Currently, and I hope it doesn't change, unless the publisher really wants it to change, it's Veg Mňamky Nem Pro Veganky, which doesn't work as well when you translate it, but it's basically Veg Yummers or Vegan Yummers, not only for vegan chicks. Of course, it doesn't rhyme in English.
While pork continues to have a stronghold on Czech plates, the country is also embracing international nutrition trends, such as shopping for local produce at farmers markets, buying organic and fair trade products, and preparing vegetarian and vegan meals. And with her book, chock full of delicious vegan recipes, due to hit shelves in January, Martina Čermáková is contributing to spread the appeal of vegetables in the land that vegetables forgot.
Many thanks to Sarah Borufko.